The University of Wisconsin system has faced some financial challenges in recent years. Most notably, campuses, including UW-Oshkosh and UW-Milwaukee, have had to make cuts to staff and faculty and services to remain financially solvent. Our next guest is here to talk about some of the steps these campuses have taken to keep their heads figuratively above water in the midst of, in many cases, declining enrollment. Karen Herzog is the higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Karen, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, before we visit particular campuses, Karen, you write about some structural challenges that the system is facing. One of those, there are fewer high school graduates. There's a lower population of people enrolling in colleges. Can you talk about how that can put a strain on a campus?
Well, if you think about enrollment as tuition revenue, and you think about what actually pays for the cost of instruction, what pays faculty, support staff, all of those people that are responsible for educating students, if you have fewer students, you have less tuition. And tuition and state revenue together pay for instructional costs. There also have been large cuts in state funding. So all of those things together create quite a hole for universities to dig themselves out from. And for example, UW-Milwaukee had a $24 million gap between budgeted tuition expenditures and actual tuition revenue last fiscal year. And the only campus that didn't have a gap between money coming in and money going out for instructional costs was UW-Madison.
Right. UW-Madison, in a way, has a relief valve that others don't. They can bring in out-of-state students, out-of-country students in some cases, who pay higher tuition. That can is that a part of how they balance the books?
That's huge for UW-Madison. UW-Madison also has not experienced a drop in enrollment. There are only a couple of campuses that actually increased their numbers this fall, and they're really small increases. UW-Madison, on the other hand, has the ability to, you know, no matter how bad their situation is, they always have a deep pool of applicants, lots of people who want to go to the state's flagship university. And they have, as you suggested, increased tuition for out-of-state students, for international students, and they've grown the freshman class basically by adding more seats for out-of-state students who pay much higher tuition.
Now, you focused in your reporting on, as you mentioned, UW-Milwaukee. So you mentioned the budget gaps they've faced. What has that meant in terms of hiring, retention, and classes?
Well, the implications for the loss of revenue are wide and varied, and campuses have been dealing with this for some years now, since the big cuts in 2015. And so it's an ongoing concern, but more recently with the declining enrollment numbers, there have had to be adjustments with programs, as you suggested. You know, at UWM, for example, some concentration areas within majors have been dropped, and also trying to redirect money to programs that draw more students, because if you're trying to attract more students, you want to, you know, beef up the programs that have higher demand and that the workforce demand is for. But UWM has lost about 15% of its faculty since the fall of 2014, and basically they froze positions, did not replace faculty who retired or took jobs elsewhere, and that was one way for them to save money. And, of course, also at the same time, they lost about 10% of student enrollment since 2010. So, again, it's all of those factors that come into play that together mean less money and more difficult decisions.
Is there a fear of a downward spiral, fewer students, less tuition, leading to program cuts? Parents and prospective students hear about those cuts and think maybe that's not at the top of our list?
Well, that certainly is something that campuses are talking about, and it has gradually been happening. You've heard about UW-Stevens Point talking more dramatically about cutting majors. All campuses, to some degree, have made adjustments through the years. When they have lower interest in certain majors, they may redirect faculty, but not necessarily dropping a major, but redirecting them to areas where there's more demand. But certainly, like, for example, at UWM, there have been classes that have been dropped, you know, that would give you a concentration, like, for example, in jazz performance in the School of Music. Again, it follows what the enrollment numbers are. It follows what the demand is for the workforce, politics to some degree, STEM field growth. So it's a lot of factors that come into play.
Talking to higher education reporter Karen Herzog from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about some of the budget challenges facing campuses around the state and how they're reacting to those challenges. We're also hearing UW Oshkosh having financial issues. What are they doing to try to stay afloat there?
Well, Oshkosh has lost over 100 positions, faculty positions, over the last 4 years. So they've been experiencing some of the same pressures that UWM has experienced. They also have lost about 1,800 undergraduates in the last 5 years, although their enrollment is slightly up this year. But again, you know, those 1,800 undergrads that they didn't have enroll, that's $10 million in lost revenue. The other factor that's coming into play is when you improve graduation rates, you get more students through quicker, that's fewer students that are paying, you know, tuition for you, and you have to replace them in the next class. UW Oshkosh, I think, is also looking for perhaps reducing the number of classes offered in some areas, increasing at least temporarily the workload, the teaching hours in the College of Letters and Science, although that's supposed to be temporary. They are also looking at non-renewal of like adjunct instructor contracts. There hasn't really been any talk of any layoffs on any campuses per se. It's mostly attrition and freezing positions when people leave.
We've mostly been talking about tuition revenue here. You mentioned earlier another part of the story is state support. Can you talk about trends in state support for these campuses over the last bunch of years?
Well, state support has certainly not increased with any significance. There's been some targeted increases in funding, but overall, the trend has definitely been less state support and more reliance on tuition revenue. With the state budget, biennial budget discussions starting up in a few months, of course, this is a big topic of discussion and a big topic for the UW system to try to win the support of state lawmakers to hopefully increase funding and also perhaps take the tuition freeze off the table. The tuition has been frozen for undergrad residents for 6 years now, and that, of course, is a big loss of additional revenue if the campuses can't raise tuition. And that, of course, as you know, was prompted by 5 or 6 years of 5.5% increases in a row prior to the freeze. So there are a lot of factors on the table.
As you report on this, what's the sense you get from these campuses? Is this, okay, we've got a rough patch, we'll make some tweaks and get through? Is it, this is an existential crisis, or somewhere in between?
It depends on who you ask. At UWM, for example, administrators will say, you know, we are strategically managing this. You know, we're making smart decisions based on, you know, interest in academic areas and higher demand majors. Faculty, on the other hand, at UWM are very concerned about whether losing talented faculty and replacing them with adjunct instructors who do not do research could put the R1 research status, the highest category of research status that they gained in 2015, that could be in jeopardy if the labor force is eroded at the university.
Now, once upon a time, I'm thinking back to probably the Tommy Thompson era as governor, there might be a blue ribbon commission to kind of take these problems apart, maybe look at some fundamental changes. Is anybody talking in that way, big picture, we need to rethink, take another look at the mission and funding sources for our UW system?
I certainly hear that from faculty members. There are a lot of faculty across the UW system who are concerned that there isn't a big picture look at this, that there does need to be a blue ribbon commission that's been to be formed. There hasn't been any discussion of that happening at the state level or UW system calling for such a thing. You know, there are task forces that are developed, you know, as needed to look at certain things in particular campuses. But a blue ribbon commission is not something that I've heard mentioned as a priority or as something that we could be seeing in the next fiscal year.
In our last few moments, is this something that is affecting the student experience at campuses like UW-Milwaukee, UW-Oshkosh, some of the others we've talked about?
I think that it's hard to say. It varies depending on departments. If you're in a department that has strong enrollment, there's probably, you know, the same number of classes that you're used to seeing in departments, you know, like letters and sciences, for example. If you have a loss of faculty, you're going to have a cut in the number of class sections offered, or there may be fewer courses. There may not be the higher level courses, or they may be rotated to only once a year rather than twice a year, which could slow down your path to the degree. So there are things that students may notice, but it's going to be in specific areas that have been harder hit.
We'll leave it there for now. Karen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Karen Herzog, higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She joins us today to give us an update on the financial health of the UW system and how some campuses around the state are dealing with budget challenges.